You are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 10 of Tech Under the Sun. And this is going to be a special episode because I'm going to just talk about a few things with related to the right to be forgotten. So, you know, there's an argument on both sides of the coin, and it has to deal with the freedom of speech. So whether you're a constitutionalist or you're not, it's definitely, it's a very, very tricky, sticky situation because at one time, you don't want to suppress freedom of speech online, but at the other side of that token, there might be something unpleasant about you on the internet, whether it's true, defamatory, made up, or whatnot, and you want to get it removed. But the mechanisms are not in place to get something on the internet removed. Now, you can go ahead and you can always request a takedown order, right? You can always request for a website to take down your image. And for the most part, from what I understand, most websites are obliged to, or they end up doing it, right? Because they don't want to be, you know, taken through court and blase blase and all that stuff. But what if it's not an American company? What if it's just some company hidden in some Caribbean island and in some European nation that does not abide by U.S. laws? Well, then you're pretty much screwed, right? And in the, you know, in the next segment, you're going to hear it's from a post that was on the front page of the Orlando Sentinel. It was on Hype Orlando. And it just talks about the right to be forgotten. We all know what happened last year with Google, and they lost the case in a court somewhere in the European Union, where Google was forced to add an option that would allow regular people to delete, you know, post or unwanted news articles. Now, even for me as a blogger, and I work closely with the Hype Orlando folks, and I'm at the same parties, I communicate with the Orlando Sentinel folks, so, you know, it is a tricky situation. I mean, there are going to be situations where, no, I don't want somebody to have that ability, you know, to take down a news story that might be of, you know, significant importance. So I mean, it's 50-50, it's just one of those, you know, hard things to grasp at the moment, and maybe more research needs to be done into the situation, right? You know, it's just one of those things that until it affects you, you just don't understand it. You don't appreciate that. So, you know, that's one of the things you're going to hear in the next segment. On another segment, I reached out to Abby, former cast member from the hit series Survivor on CBS. Right now, they're trying to get some type of voting system in place where you know the audience or the masses out there could vote back one of your favorite characters from past Survivor seasons. Me and my girlfriend, we are fans of Survivor. I mean, I haven't seen all the seasons. I think I skipped season maybe 2 through 8, but, you know, season 9 and up, we've watched every single episode. Survivor is just a great show. It's kind of grimy. It shows you both the good and the bad about people. The reason why I related to Abby was because, you know, if you watch that season, and I don't have it on me, I believe it was Survivor Philippines, and you saw that, you know, Abby kind of came off as a villain, but she was just kind of misunderstood. She might have blurted stuff out, but, you know, we all know folks like that, and including myself. Sometimes, you know, I'll say stuff, and then I'll just like, oh, I didn't mean that. So, you know, there's a vote going on. She's definitely on the top of our list. We'd like to see back on. There's a couple other, you know, characters that we'd love to see, but Survivor's a great show, and when I had her back on the blog, I think it was a little over a year ago, she talked about, she allowed me a quick little Q&A session. You know, we didn't really get in depth into anything. She was promoting some type of alcohol, acai berry, that she was trying to promote back then. And one of the things I asked her was, you know, how was it living without technology? And her response was like, yeah, it was nothing. So That was one of the reasons why I even reached out to Abby to begin with, or any of the Survivor cast members. It was just, you know, the ability of somebody who uses technology on an everyday basis and then being put on a tropical island where you don't have access to internet, you don't have access to email. How would you cope? Most people will probably tell you, you know, I'll be good. I'm all right. But, you know, there's research and there's studies out there that have showed, you know, depression linked to folks that, you know, have suddenly stopped using social media. So, you know, I'm from the Virgin Islands, so I grew up in really humble means. So I think I can do without technology, or so I say. You know, I had talked about in the past with regards to an experiment I did where I got rid of my smartphone and went back to a dumbed down phone. And I forgot the model. I believe it was a Nokia model, but I couldn't cope. Only because, you know, there was just your old-fashioned cell phones from like 10, 15 years ago. They just don't have the capabilities that you need now, especially when it comes to business, like spreadsheets and stuff like that and link. You know, I mean, I could just go on and on and on. And it's a pretty easy argument. Obviously, smartphones are going to be, you know, they're going to have their benefits, and then your dumb phones are going to have their benefits too, whether you want to look at it from, you know, a privacy point of view or whatnot. So that's how I feel about it. So while we're on the topic of Survivor, let me see my top five favorite Survivor characters, or, you know, cast. One, Boston Rob. Boston Rob's the man. Period. I think if you're a fan of Survivor, you're gonna you know who Boston Rob is, and I don't have to explain to you why he's one of my favorite characters. Russell Hance, the villain. Russell was grimy. I mean, if you saw any of the seasons he was on, including the one where him and Boston Rob, I think him and Boston Rob were on two seasons together, but if you saw those seasons, I mean, just as far as strategy, and aggressiveness, Russell Hance was the man. Abby, of course, there you go. And not only because Abby's hot and gorgeous, but because we often felt she was misunderstood, and she's just that one character that you love to hate, but you still love her, right? You know, because she doesn't hold her mouth. So I'm rooting for her to come back on the next season. Malcolm is the man. Yeah, definitely. Malcolm was one of those characters. Yeah, they were sneaky at times, but only, you know, from a strategic point of view, but consistently stayed humbled. And then number five, who would my number five be? Man, I could go on and on and on, but this guy was just, oh man, he just cracked me the hell up, and everybody else, Philip, Special Agent Philip. Oh my gosh, I hope they bring him back. He's definitely a character. You know, those two seasons that he was on was very entertaining. What else? You know, if I had to name just a couple more outside of the top five, Rupert, a pretty humble fella. Oh man, you know what? I'm going to have to revisit this, and I'm going to probably have to talk about this in the next episode or something. I'm a big fan of Survivor, and honestly, you just can't have five favorite characters. You know, there's going to be like 10 of them. I mean, from Parvati to, what's this guy's name? Oh my gosh. Anyhow, well, let's go on to the next segment, and I promise to revisit Survivor, and not only that, Amazing Race. Definitely a fan of Amazing Race. Love it. Boston Rob was in Amazing Race as well. There's a couple characters that were on Survivor that ended up being on Amazing Race and vice versa. But Amazing Race is just a spectacular show. If you've watched any of the seasons, you'll know why I love it. It's just that adventure, you know, being able to, you know, travel around the world on a race for your life. Reminds me of that old movie, Cannonball from the 80s. So, yeah, that's that. So, there you go. Two of my favorite shows, Survivor and Amazing Race. And in the future, maybe on season two, I'm going to get some cast members on there, you know. So, all right, guys.
You are listening to Tech Under the Sun.
The Right to be Forgotten Online. Written by Kadesh Ortiz, recently featured on the front page of the Orlando Sentinel tech_under_the_sun.com. The right to be forgotten online. Is it time to start looking into laws that give people the right to be forgotten on search engines in the U.S.? I think so. And in this segment from me, you will see my feelings with regards to this. Other tech bloggers from around the nation will be commenting and writing similar posts over the next few weeks. Now, recently, there were some landmark cases overseas where Google was forced to add an option to delete your image or news article related to you. It should be your right to not be featured on a search engine index if you choose to. We will be having serious discussions with regards to mugshot companies pretty much blackmailing and extorting hard-working American citizens who may have had a run-in with the law, whether by fault or by mistake, and now having their very unpleasant mugshot on the internet for the world to see. No one is perfect, and everybody makes mistakes. Do you have a right to be forgotten online if you want? Many courts from around the world think so, and believe it is your right to do so if you do not want to participate in anything online. Let me give you an example. What if you were a single dad whose wife recently passed and fell behind on bills because you were now the single breadwinner of the household? You had to get to work, and auto insurance was not a priority at the moment versus shelter and food. Well, in the state of Florida, you lose your license if you do not have auto insurance. Now imagine you get pulled over and get arrested for driving without a license, and your mugshot might be unpleasant, and it gets published online for the world to see, and even potential future employers. Regardless if you are innocent or guilty, the ability to remove an unpleasant mugshot can be pretty hard. So you ask the mugshot company to please remove your mugshot, and they say you have to pay them $4.99 to remove. That's in $499. Well, what do? You're stuck in a bind, right? So you fork up the cash to remove it, and weeks later, it pops up on another website. Now there's something completely and ethically wrong about this, and governments need to crack down on this ASAP. Hard-working Americans that are trying to put food on the table and provide for their family are being legally blackmailed and extorted by these online companies that have servers based in some foreign country, making money off of information they are getting from local police departments and courts. They then use the search engines as a tool to make people's lives harder, especially in an age where almost every employer Googles you before hiring. Now, no one is immune from this, and if you do not agree with me right now, you may one day, and this needs to be stopped, and law enforcement agencies, including state attorneys from around the country, need to look into this ASAP. Several bloggers and industry leaders from around the country will be looking into this over the next few months, so stay tuned. It is not fair that some company based in a foreign country can sit there and exploit hard-working American families, and no one is doing anything about it.
Thank you for tuning in to Tech Under the Sun.
Thank you for tuning in.
the Sun.